Star 106, sorry with Lakey and Lance this morning. Tonight, the Offspring finale. I mean, if you're like me, Lancey, there's nothing more I love than rugging up on the couch with a hot mug of cocoa and watching Offspring with my girls, Nina and Sherry. Deborah Mailman on the show. Morning,
Deb.
Mate.
Good morning, guys.
You don't get that intro every day, do
no,
you?
No, I love it.
Let's talk about Offspring. You must be so excited, the response that this has had from the public. I mean, essentially, the fans are a huge part of why the show was brought back this sixth season after 2 years after it finished. How special was it for you coming back to do this season?
Oh, it was so special and was a surprise too, because, like you're saying, 2 years and not hearing whether it was or it wasn't. Mm. So we just assumed that, okay, that's the end of it. So to get the news that we were coming back, this season has been so much fun. Like, it's probably been the most fun we've had across the whole filming of Offspring. It's just been so wonderful.
When you got back together, was it just like clockwork, or did it all
it was
feel
like
good
clockwork.
And click back into
it was
place?
Like clockwork. It's like getting into your favourite Uggy boots.
Oh, that's so nice. And the storyline obviously picks up 18 months from where season 5 finished. How important was it to reflect that in terms of the characters and their growth during that time?
Yeah, look, I think it was great that the writers sort of, acknowledged that time had passed. Mm. And it's great to see, you know, the kids are a little bit older now, and that everyone's sort of, you know, still going on with their lives. And then obviously at the beginning of the season, the sadness of Darcy passing away, so that really shifts the storylines into gear first episode aired. But yeah, look, it's been so thrilling to be back. We're all loving it, and we all love each other. We've got such affection and warmth for the show and for each other.
And your character Cherie, she's been through a lot this season as well. Now a married woman, was that your favourite moment of the season, or do you have
so
any others?
Fantastic! No, like, it was so great because Clegg and Cherie, they've been on and off for so long. So
yeah.
It was nice to have some reconciliation around what their relationship was, and to get married. I just thought it was a perfect sort of punctuation to their ongoing relationship.
That little scene where you are standing inside that little chapel and he's reading his vows outside when he thinks that you're not going to go through with it. Oh, that was just breaking my heart.
Oh, thank you. Look, it was beautiful to film, actually. Me and Locke and Emma Freeman, who was our director, we just really wanted to make that moment as real as we possibly could amongst all the chaos and the frivolity, like, just to have that moment of these two going, well, what if Cherie doesn't go through with it? So it was just great to really share that scene with Locke.
And then they got it on. Then they got it on right before the wedding. Love that.
Deborah, I just like to thank you personally because my mum, she makes a tradition of every Wednesday night watching Offspring. We get some Red Rooster and we watch it on the couch. Usually I'm not allowed Red Rooster on a weeknight, so I really appreciate that just on a personal level.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we're very grateful that, you know, there's a really strong audience for it out there, and people are loving the show.
It's a cult following, and I'll tell you what else, Deborah's got a cult following. It's Lakey's Fast Four. Four questions that you need to answer very quickly. Just questions.
Oh my God, really quickly?
Yeah. Well, just as in, like, you don't really think about it, just say the first thing.
Okay. And I don't even know what these are, so I've got no responsibility in this, Deb, if this
I'm
goes
I'm terrible well. At things like this. No, I need a plan.
You'll be fine. Just ease into it, Deb. Here we go. Question number one. Your name's Deborah. And you're quite a happy person. When you're in one of your rare foul moods, does anyone ever call you Debbie Downer?
Oh, God. Jesus.
I think I actually get stronger words than Debbie Downer.
Good one,
Deb.
After a good start.
No one likes a fence-sitter.
Your last name's Mailman, Deborah Mailman. Do you ever send packages to yourself just so the mailman will come in and say, order for mailman?
No, I'm not, but I think that if ever the work dries up, I might actually see that as a possibility as my next career.
Genius idea. All right, question number three. Are you able to dish any dirt on Jemima and Big Ted? We all know you from play school. And when I say Jemima and Big Ted, I actually mean Benita and John, Deborah.
Oh, dishing the dirt, huh? Big Ted, he's the, I don't know how to answer this question.
It's just awkward. You've really stirred the pot.
I spoke to Noni Hazelhurst a couple of years ago. She said it was Humpty Dumpty that you had to watch out for, but that's very, very tight-lipped from you, Deborah. And the final question, you've won both Logie trophies and you've met Bert Newton. Which is shinier?
It's a tough one.
At the moment, my actor awards are a lot shinier because the Logies at the moment, Well, here's the thing. They're sort of, they've rusted, so I'm just thinking it's sort of as close to a gold.
Okay. So maybe Bert just needs a little polish
well,
up.
Apparently he's just got back from a Gresham holiday, so he's a little rusty as well, Deborah. But thanks for playing Lakey's Fast Four.
Oh, I was terrible at it. I'm really sorry.
Fantastic.
Deb, genius. We cannot wait for the season finale. And just quickly, I know it's all under wraps, but do you think you'd personally be open for a season 7 of Offspring?
Oh, yeah. No, I think we've all pretty much said to each other that we'd love return, and we're just hoping that the show does return because we're all up for it.
Deb, we are so excited to watch the finale tonight. The Offspring season 6 finale are tonight, 8:30 on WIN. Deb Mailman, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Lovely to talk to you.